As president of the Cornell Fashion Collective, it's my job to basically ensure that we have a show. Getting all the students motivated is a big part of it, making sure that everyone's keeping up with deadlines, which is a hard thing when you're working in a design industry because you want to continue to perfect everything and perfect your work, but at the end of the day, we have a show to put on. So it's 7 p.m. in Barton Hall. We have to make sure that everyone's lining up and putting on the best show ever.
The process started with fabrics and kind of drawing up silhouettes and what I thought should be the key pieces for the collection. And then kind of moving forward, getting right into muslin so I can see like how these shapes are kind of coming together. I try not to get too stuck on sketches because sketches aren't really what it looks like. I try to get into kind of like the 3D form. For example, this skirt, I would say is like one of the core pieces of the collection. It's a skirt that's actually a short and then has another smaller interior short and a pocket, so like the wearer really experiences it. The biggest challenge has been kind of deciding what I want the end product to look like, but then putting together a whole look and then putting together everything for the show is kind of a challenge. Deciding things about like hair and makeup, shoes, how things kind of go together in the order. So it starts with the darker kinds of pieces and then into a few of the prints that I have and then kind of ends on looks that are white from head to toe.
Well, I'm making 9 looks, so I have 9 models, and I took inspiration from several different places, but since I focus a lot on textiles and the surfaces of fabrics, for the surfaces, I was inspired by cacti from the Southwest. And I just find cacti just so intriguing, so I really have like explored the motif of a cacti and also the textures that they have. I just started making textile samples and with silkscreen and embroidery. Like this is metallic silkscreen using metallic foil. And then this is using, I hand dyed this, and then I did shibori technique with where you pleat the fabric and then you paint dye on one side of it, and so it makes these neat lines, and then I silkscreen on top. Just using these different fabrics that I'm creating and then compiling a really interesting collection.
My collection's called That Night a Forest Grew, which is a line from Where the Wild Things Are. And it's basically a modern fairy tale about a group of private school students who live in an enchanted forest. I collect images, and I've always put them in a book, so I always kind of like having this sort of collection. And then that collection and the culmination of images I choose just based on their relation to me and in my line end up kind of informing the way that I want to present the characters. This character that I'm working on is one of my pieces in the collection, and she's kind of supposed to be a homecoming queen and a lacrosse type player. And so that's why she kind of has the crown. But I want it to kind of be an almost childlike version of a teenagedom. So she's got a crown and like a homecoming sash, but it has a bullet belt over it because they're supposed to be kind of warrior-like creatures. And then she kind of has this white knee sock, white tennis shoe thing going on, which kind of reminds me a lot of the classic preppy like sportswear. This collection is entirely what I want. You know, it's nothing, it doesn't have to be watered down or anything for the consumer market. You know, it doesn't have to be wearable. That's what I love about this show, and that I'm happy to spend time on it because it's truly creating the pieces I want and working the way that I want and, you know, using the techniques that I find intriguing.